USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has ruled that Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf was unlawfully appointed in his order suspending applications for the Obama-era Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program was illegal. Wolf was appointed to the acting director role in November of 2019 and was formally nominated in August for the position, but has not been confirmed by the Senate. Judge Nicholas Garifuss's ruling said that Wolf was never in the official order of succession at the DHS, meaning his accession to the role of secretary was unlawful. Another tropical storm is churning in the Caribbean Sea and could be taking aim at areas hit hard last week by Hurricane Eta. Tropical storm Iota formed Friday and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane before approaching Nicaragua and Honduras, bringing strong winds and torrential rains to an area already trying to recover from damage and flooding from Eta. The storm is expected to make landfall Monday evening. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
One meal delivery app is taking itself public. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Delivery company DoorDash is planning to sell its stock to the public. The San Francisco-based company filed papers signaling its intent for an initial public offering Friday. The company is capitalizing on the growing trend of consumers embracing app-based deliveries as much of the world stays home during the pandemic. Last year, DoorDash generated $885 million in revenue. During the first 9 months of this year, revenue more than doubled that number. It was already growing before the pandemic, but the company has lost money each year since its founding. They've warned potential investors the losses could continue as they anticipate increasing expenses.
SpaceX will try again Sunday to launch its second manned spaceflight. High winds and bad weather led to Mission Control scrapping Saturday's scheduled launch, citing difficulties in landing and recovering the rocket's booster. The next window for launch will be Sunday evening around 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The flight will take three astronauts to the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Earlier this month, the United States officially pulled out of the Paris Accords on climate change, something President Trump promised to do during his first presidential campaign. But was that the right move? Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As China continues to be the biggest polluter on the planet with 28% of the Earth's total greenhouse gas emissions, does it make sense for the United States to rejoin the very expensive Paris Climate Accord? National security analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant tells Fox more needs to be done to the agreement.
Well, first off, China, not America, is the climate monster. Their greenhouse gas emissions have gone up 353% since 1990. And we could rejoin, we could pay for a lot of carbon capture here, and China can ruin the planet all by themselves.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In action today on the college gridiron, there was no Clemson hangover for number 2 Notre Dame. They took care of Boston College 43-31. Number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 16 Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Number 9 Miami scrapped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 20 USC escaped Arizona with a 34-30 win. Number 22 Liberty moved to 8-0 with a 58-14 win over Western Carolina. Number 23 Northwestern got by Purdue 27-20. And number 25 Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.